one today.
Your health care up for grabs. It could be a change in soon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. However, if you go by the current Gallup poll, 37% of you are not happy with the idea of a public option, and you don't like the discussions on it. And this isn't just the far-right conservative core. It cuts across all lines politically, so how about that? Big speech for Barack Obama. He's selling and telling, and he'll do that to the chambers. It'll be televised tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if we even hear the words public option or single payer. I hear that this is going to be a public option kind of deal. Gee, you don't have to be Creskin to know that. It's just a question of whether it's going to be a backdoor deal. Will it be a bipartisan bill? Will we even have any kind of legislation by Christmas time? Here we are already in September and everybody's back on the Hill and there's a massive buzz going on. Here is what Obama said with selling and telling the day before he jumps to that big address.
Your answer. What's your solution? And you know what? They don't have one. Their answer is to do nothing. Their answer is to do nothing. And we know what that future looks like. Insurance companies raking in the profits while discriminating against people because of pre-existing conditions, denying or dropping coverage when you get sick. It means you're never negotiating about higher wages because all you're spending your time doing is just trying to protect the benefits that you already fought for. It means premiums continuing to skyrocket three times faster than your wages. It means more families pushed into bankruptcy. More businesses cutting more jobs, more Americans losing health insurance, 14,000 every day. It means more Americans dying every day just because they don't have health insurance. That's not the future I see for America. I see reform where we bring stability and security to folks who have insurance today. Where you never again have to worry about going without coverage. If you lose your job, or you change your job, or you get sick, you got coverage there for you. Where there's a cap on your out-of-pocket expenses so you don't have to worry that a serious illness will break you and your family even if you have health insurance. Where you never again have to worry that you or someone you love will be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition. I see reform where Americans and small businesses that are shut out of health insurance today will be able to purchase coverage at a price they can afford. Where they'll be able to shop and compare in a new health insurance exchange. A marketplace where competition and choice will continue to hold down costs and help deliver them a better deal. And I continue to believe that a public option within that basket of insurance choices will help improve quality and bring down costs.
All right, so there's a little bit of the sell and tell from your president, and that big address, of course, as I said, to the chambers happens on our next show, because we'll break that down for you, kind of analyze it, if you will, like a football game. We're going to let you hear what Olympia Snow has to say about this trigger option, and also Senator Saxby Chambliss as well, Republican from Georgia, his thoughts on the hot topic of health care reform. But first, our leadoff man, our pal, new homeowner, Don in, not new homeowner. I thought we were going to Don in Wyoming. Don in Kentucky jumps on with us. We like this Don just as well. Hey, Don.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
I liked your comments about the whole Russia, China, India, and Brazil. Those are some big-time powerhouses in the world economy. And if I remember correctly, during the 8 years of the previous administration and the to worry about these things because whether you like Bill Clinton or not, the other nations of the world felt fairly secure with him, even though he was kind of embarrassing us with his philandering. And
right.
President Bush, he scared them all to death, but they knew not to mess with us. The only thing they were mad at us then about was, well, we don't want them to come after us. You know, there was actual fear and respect there, and they weren't going to try to mess with the dollar during those administrations.
Right.
Now we have, in all honesty, we have a weaker president where nobody has any respect for him internationally. They said to his face, but behind his back, they show no respect, no fear.
Right, you're right.
It's very similar to Ariel Sharon in Israel during the President Bush's administration. When he was head of Israel, they were very liberal, and, you know, they had all kinds of people messing with them. But now they have Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a very conservative, strong candidate, a strong leader, and you know what? You don't hear anything about the Palestinians messing with Israel right now, do we?
No.
And that's the point, is they sense the fear and the weakness in our administration, and they're gonna yank our chain to see how far they can push and see if it's viable to move it in another direction, because we're not asserting ourselves in the world right now.
I agree. That's exactly why the discussion about the dollar and yanking our chain is a great analogy of what certainly even China, although it wouldn't be in their best interest for that to happen right now, but yeah, they're going to yank the chain. The Russians are doing that. We've already seen that. And we're going to see more of this. I think you're right. Yeah.
One other thing. When you first played that last speech about President Obama, mm-hmm. if you listen to that first minute, it was really creepy to hear it. That first minute where he's standing up, nailing his points.
Right.
Close your eyes. And maybe you've seen them, maybe you haven't. But you could go watch them. That sounded like one of the leader of Germany speeches in the early, mid-1930s.
A lot of people are trying to compare Obama to Hitler, John. Thanks. It was funny, I heard a comment from someone today. Oh, it was arguing about, well, you know, where were you when people were comparing Bush to Hitler? Which is true. If people remember, those on the far left, I can't remember, it was Code Pink, remember that group? They were trying to nail Bush and saying that he was like Hitler. Certainly in the ideology department, though, that's a little bit different. It was odd the way he started off the speech. It was the fire and brimstone-y kind of thing. That's why I'm going to be curious as to what happens in front of the chambers after all of this conversation and very little from the president. I mean, what have we not, we haven't heard very much other than what you just heard there and some other similar things at these meetings that have been prearranged. But where are the specifics? We have not heard any of the meat, not really. So I'm assuming some of that will come out. It's just like Afghanistan. We haven't heard anything about this strategy of Afghanistan either. And you have the lead general saying this is winnable. You have the Secretary of Defense saying this is winnable. And yet you have so many people not on board with it because of knowing that this is going to be another decade ultimately. And there's no end game. And there's no strategy that's been announced from the commander-in-chief. By the way, silver jumped up, too. So commodities across the board, if you're keeping track of this stuff, copper, nickel, zinc gained, certainly. A lot of people are going for the gold. A lot of gold sales. Like, if you have old gold, you take it in, you're getting some pretty decent bucks for some of that stuff right now, especially when you see that it's over 1,000 an ounce. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,002.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,030.30, $5.15.15 for a half ounce, or $2.57.58 per quarter ounce. That's $1,030.30, $5.15.15, or $2.57.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-305 or go to hbextract.com.
Check this out. According to the recent Gallup poll, ready for this? 64% of Americans say their representative's position on health care reform is going to be a major factor in how they vote in the next congressional election. Amen. You are seeing it all over the place. The dominoes are starting to fall. Opponents of health care reform, of course, are eagle-eyeing this sucker closely. With that amount of people saying that, 82% saying it's going to be a major factor as well in their vote in next year's elections. That is huge. That is a huge number. And, you know, they say polls, even though it's a small amount, are representative of how people feel. 37% of Americans support pending legislation, health care reform. A bigger number, 39%, want their congressmen and women to vote against the bill. How about that? So let's see where this all goes. Here's a couple of other thoughts on health care reform. One from Senator Olympia Snowe, who was the senator who was trying to reach a compromise and met with President Obama on the so-called trigger possibility. Here's what she had to say.
We obviously want to, protect those who have, currently have good health care, insurance plans, and they want to preserve it, they want to maintain it. And we don't want to interfere with that, nor do we want to interfere with the doctor-patient relationship.
All right, so the trigger option, so you know, it means that you wouldn't have a public option unless things started to topple in the opposite direction, the premiums were too high, etc., then they could so-called pull the trigger and create a public option. Kind of scary, because when would the public option kick in? Is this a backdoor way to get the public option in there? And, or I say backdoor way, but is this a way to just to disguise it and ultimately have it come through. I think what she was trying to do was to make it as a threat. If you screw us on this, then it's going to be on you, insurance companies. That's what's going to happen. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Senator Saxby Chambliss had to say. But first, let's go to Steve, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Steve.
How's it going, Kate?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I have two different things, and I think I'm just going to stick with one. You know, as a former journalist, hopefully future journalist, but also at least former journalist, I know that it's best to stick to one point, even if I don't abide to it.
I got you.
But one thing I keep running up against in my thinking of this is at least with the claim or the constant sort of flagging of the term socialism,
mm-hmm.
I also wonder, or at least have problems with being someone who's at, you know, a large university. I won't name
right.
it. My location might reveal it, but I'll say a large university. It receives major funding from pharmaceutical companies to develop all kinds of, you know, drugs and other medical techniques, I guess, release drugs. I have to wonder why the term socialism is not used in that instance when public money is being used and then actually at least to develop the drugs and then being turned into private gain. And so in that way, I mean, I see a lot of our health care reform at least should go after that. How is it that money, public funds, are put towards private uses? We don't ever really, you could say that the drugs themselves, right, provide a public benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But at least, you know, that's sort of a different kind of public aspect to this that has always been there. In other words, I'm not saying it's a bad thing inherently. I'm just saying there's no mention of that as socialism. You know?
No, and you know what? You make a really interesting point because, of course, Big Pharma, who was protected in this whole thing, Steve, it was Big Pharma. They cut deals before any of the whole healthcare reform stuff was announced. I mean, that they were given guarantees. And you do. You make an excellent point because who wins? If you get funding to look for cures for things, et cetera, then ultimately you develop the pill, you develop, you know, whatever it is, the vaccine. Who's the one getting rich off of that? And Big Pharma also has lined the pockets of many of the people who have been elected. Let's face that. And there is massive power. I said this before. I'll say it one more time in case the people in the cheap seats haven't heard it. By the way, you go to a good school. Six in, especially for journalism. I almost went there. Six in, for every one representative, congressperson, senator, there are six healthcare lobbyists. So you think about that. A lot of them from Big Pharma. So they really win in this whole thing. And you're right. Then why isn't anyone saying anything about that? Why don't you lump that into socialism? Because if you follow what the ideology is, that would certainly, I think, describe it. You're right. That's why they're not touched, though. Too much money. Too much money. It's like that whole thing about power and money corrupts. And
sure.
So do you think there's no corruption underneath the hood in this thing? Of course there is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, would like to see that sort of enter into the debate or discussion, because on the other end, too, you have publicly trusted officials, whether it's, you know, the FDA, the only way in which a drug is tested is whether or not it's better than taking nothing. So the drugs even being developed using public funds are not necessarily developed to become the best cures or the best medicines, but just the medicines that you can prove in order to get into the market that you can prove are just better than taking nothing.
Right, exactly.
So
you're right to chuckle. It's like, absolutely, better to take nothing than, I mean, better to take something rather than nothing, and it's the over prescribing also of medications, of what do they do? What do all these medications do? Absolutely. Well, what they do is you have people who from the companies who are making pretty decent jack. It's a good profession to be in that profession in the pharmaceutical industry. And so they're going to visit a slate of doctors who would agree to prescribe and carry certain drugs. And it becomes a racket. And you see how big that racket is. Whatever it is, whatever is hot at the moment, if whether it was Lipitor, whether it's a slew of any other drugs that we know off the tip of our tongue. So you make excellent points. Hang in there with journalism. It'll make a comeback, I promise you. Thanks for the call. Call us again. Good caller. We have talked about Big Pharma, and he's right that it's ridiculous what's happened as far as politicians and where the money's coming from and how they're getting a free pass on that. All right, let's go to Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican from Georgia. Here's what he had to say on the hot topic of health care.
Well, I think there's a common thread that comes out in each one of these Democrat proposed plans, Stuart, and that is a fine, which is a tax. Why do we have to tax individuals to cover them with insurance when we've got a tax code that provides for tax credits and tax deductions that ought to be available to these individuals? So you're exactly right. The heavier the tax on individuals, the more likely they're going to move to a government plan. And I don't care what kind of option or what kind of proposal you call with a trigger. You better believe that the plan the administration is going to propose is going to have a finger already on that trigger. Well, I don't think there's any question about that. The administration wants a proposal on its desk, Stuart, that does move this country towards a universal health care or a government-sponsored health care system. And whatever plan they come up with looks like that it's geared in that direction. Now, Senator Baucus does have a couple of good provisions in his plan, I understand. The preventive health care issue is good. I think we need to move in that direction. But he also has some things like the Medicaid issue you were just talking about. My state of Georgia is struggling right now to operate within a balanced budget. And going from 100% of poverty to 133% for Medicaid-covered individuals costs us almost $1 billion a year that we don't have.
Yeah.
So there are real issues here that have got to be ferreted out. And I think what you're looking at is folks on my side anxious to see what the president has to say tomorrow night. I think he's going to have to express some humility based on what we've seen around the country during August, and that's not his inclination.
I love that at the end. That's not his inclination. Do you think we'll see any humility? How about that one? Max Baucus, what's wrong with you? Can't afford health care? We're going to tax you up to $3,800. 800-259-5791. Meet me on the flip side.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit rmapply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to GCS, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious.
Whether we're in this tug of war over health care reform and can't believe some of the things that we're hearing, or the concern is running high, obviously, about the devaluation of the dollar, and it has been for years. We see gold up over $1,000 an ounce. Could go up to 2, maybe even 3, some are saying. I think the 2 is certainly realistic. The Chinese are pulling our strings, as are the Russians. The UN, a group at the UN calling for, geez, maybe we better look at not having the dollar as the global currency. Let's come up with something else, because the assets of the United States, brother, they're pretty weak in our eyes. So there's a game being played around the globe, and you know what? We're losing that game. Having said what I just said, proof that we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. You know how I like to say that at least once during the show, and I think I've said it now twice in this show. You hear this story about this woman who goes on trial for wearing clothing that they decided was too tight. It wasn't decent by the Sudanese. Lubina Al-Hussein was going to get 40 lashes for wearing pants that they thought were too tight and a blouse considered too sheer. So they dropped the whole lash threat when the court found her guilty, but said that she had to pay a fine. So she's not going to pay the fine as a matter of principle. She's in jail. She's going to appeal her verdict. She's trying to have the conservative Muslim government's decency law declared unconstitutional. That's what they have to contend with. If you're abroad, that's what you have to contend with. And I mean that in good terms. That's what you have to contend with in places like the Sudan. So Al Hussein is going to appeal that verdict. She's going to try to do whatever she can. She's going to do that in the next couple of days. I don't know how long it's going to take. She could be in jail for maybe a month. She was arrested back in July. She pled not guilty. It was a one-day trial. She was not allowed to call a defense witness or two or present a defense case. She was sentenced to pay 500 Sudanese pounds, which would be $209, or face that month in jail. She's saying she didn't have a fair trial. And she's a journalist, by the way, who worked in the media department of the United Nations mission in the Sudan. She resigned from her UN spot in order to waive her immunity as an international worker and get that trial. So how about that? I mean, this is how bad it was. The cops had to throw tear gas at people outside the courthouse. They had to close roads leading to the courthouse before the trial even started. They had tons of their police force on hand because there were a bunch of supporters for this woman. And apparently they detained a bunch of people that were outside as a result of the signs and the yelling and all that other sort of stuff. She was wearing pants, a blouse, and a headscarf worn by Muslim women when she was arrested. And you had banners that said stuff like, no return to the dark ages, no to suppressing women, all that sort of stuff. The United Nations, I guess, is going to try to do what they can because it's kind of sticky for them since this is a former staff member. And flogging is against the international human rights standards. But my purpose of telling you this story is to show, like I said, once again, why I am so bloody glad I live in the United States. Even if I complain and I get on my soapbox and I tell all of you, no matter what your opinion is, whether you agree with something I say, don't agree with what I say, it's your right to think about the issues. It's your right to call your congresspeople, your senators, flip them emails, do whatever it is that you have to do. Because remember, it's about we the people. In places like the Sudan, it's not about we the people. It's about whatever we want it to be about. If we feel like suppressing you, we're going to suppress you. And we don't live that way. We have problems. And we're dogged, I think, so many of us in trying to protect the Constitution or trying to protect rights because we don't want to slip into any of those patterns. We don't want to be like anybody else out there, which is why do we really want to be like anyone else out there with health care? Can somebody really give me an incredible health care plan from another country that is untouchable, that we have to look at as a model for the United States? We've shot holes in France. We've shot holes in England and in Canada, three that are always brought up as having the best of the best. But then you actually talk to people and just don't read a few paragraphs that are written about it, and you realize, well, geez, that's not really true. They're going broke. They're having problems. Wards are closing. People can't get hospital beds. That doesn't sound like great insurance to me. Then somebody will rattle off, well, the United States, it'll be different because if they implement anything similar to some of those models, we have more resources, so it should be wildly successful. We have more resources. We have less people going into the medical profession, or at least the medical profession of a family physician, because they have so much money to pay back for the school, they'd rather be a surgeon, some anyway, knowing also because of the malpractice that they face, the bigger bucks are in the operating room or some of the specialties, like the low plastic surgery. So, family doctor, I saw Doc Hollywood, that was cool. But I have to pay this outrageous malpractice insurance that I can't afford, and nobody's talking about me or tort reform, and I can do it for a while, but I'm going to have to get out of this. And that's what I think you're going to see happen, especially if it's across the board forced coverage. If it's forced coverage, I can't see how you can implement this without massive hiccups and problems. What about tort reform? What about crossing state lines to have competitive insurance rates? to lift the ban on you have to go from state to state to state, to me, that seems like a much better answer than the things that are being thrown out there right now. I have to get to this story because I thought it was one of the strangest headlines that I'd ever seen. And because we're always talking so much about the healthcare and the economy and what's going on with the dollar and gold and, you know, you name it, a slew of economic issues, or, I mean, it seems like almost everything's economic now that I think about it. And we point to things that are happening, people losing their jobs, stimulating the economy, the outrageous deficit, whatever. A story like this deserves a little bit of attention. I saw this headline. It said, parents honor their dead son's wish. They're going to wed at the end of his funeral. So there was this boy, 7-year-old Asa Hill, and he was 7 when he died. He was pulled out of a burning car alive. He was in a terrible accident in the Niagara Thruway on Thursday, you know, last Thursday. So people were just, you know, beyond shaken, I think, over this kid and what happened and what happened to him. So what the deal is, what the deal was, apparently the son's wish was that his mother and father would get married. So what they decided to, and then the kid was really pushing for it. So what they decided to do, because they had been together, or they had been best buddies, the couple, for 15 years, and they had been together for, you know, almost half of their lives. After he was born, they talked about marriage, but I guess they never did. They said it was superficial, but the little boy really wanted them to do it, and they kept telling him they're going to get married. So they have a funeral for him. It's terrible. It's tragic. It's awful. And then right at the end of the funeral, they turn around, and they say, we're doing a wedding. Right then and there, they did it. They just, boom, performed a wedding right there. So you do the funeral service, are you following me? And then they did the wedding ceremony at the same time. Wow. I think we need some applause for that. That's amazing. To go, it would have to be a weird, what a wild turnaround that would be. You know, I've been to Irish wakes before, and I've been to Italian funerals, and, you know, where there's, like, the celebration part, everyone's weeping, and they're hysterical, and then there's, like, the party, and now it's all happy because we have to go off and remember the person and whatever. But what a way to go. I mean, a way to go where it's incredible heavy heart people showing up to go and to watch this little boy, you know, be talked about and all the sad things about a young life being cut short. And he had 1,100 people at the service overflowing onto the church lawn, and they knew that that was going to happen. So they set up a system so you could hear the funeral, and then, of course, then when it switched to the wedding. How about that? That's pretty powerful stuff. Can you imagine, Donovan, I have been to all kinds of weddings. I've been to some sad funerals in my day. I mean, even of people that unexpectedly died. But to flip that around where you go, I guess it could be a two-handkerchief moment, because if you get emotional at weddings, you would cry for the funeral, and then you would cry at the wedding.
It would definitely be emotionally jarring, to say the least.
No kidding. As a guy, now this is for women and men, what, in that kind of a circumstance, what would you wear? Black? I mean, you know, you wear traditionally black or dark suit or whatever to a funeral, but to a wedding you certainly don't dress that way.
Well, I have a black tuxedo that's fairly anonymous in either circumstance, so I think I'd be able to get away with it. But.
All right, so that's a good answer, better than the one I had. I don't know, the black dress and then wear a white hat afterwards? I don't know. Stay with us.
You guys just love to really talk baseball with your wife?
And wouldn't you women love to stand toe-to-toe with your husband debating baseball issues?
Meet the Wolf Horse, the first family of baseball, hosts of Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net. Every week, Jill and I will make you laugh, make you think, most of all, we'll make America's favorite pastime come to life. Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Beatles prove that all good things must come to an end, but then there's Remix, we'll explain coming up. Speaking of Remix, I don't like what's in the mix when it comes to healthcare reform, and I can only imagine what Hump Day and the conversation, or the speech rather, to the chambers that will be televised will possibly, what could it possibly yield from our president on national TV. Trust me, we will have all of the fallout from that one. Without further ado, he always has an opinion. Dale's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
To celebrate a young man's life of death and then having a wedding. Quite unique.
I think so, too. I applaud them.
Yeah. I'll be interested to know how President Obama is going to squirrel us into a public health plan tomorrow. It's a make-or-break day for him, Kate.
I think it is, too, because, you know, when you say break, if it's the same old, which I think it's going to be, I think you're just going to hear a lot of the same kind of language that you've heard from the president before. If he goes for the public option and says that, ultimately, you see what the polls are saying. You see that so many people are saying they won't vote in, even if they like them, their Democratic congressperson or senator, if they're voting for the health care reform the way it stands with the bills in the House and the one in the Senate. I think you're going to see big change when this next tier of elections come up. And we'll see ultimately if there's a nuclear, they call it the nuclear option, as you know, and you get the 51 votes in the House, and then what happens when it gets to the Senate, not enough to filibuster. I don't know if they'll go in that direction. We'll see.
The you know, a lot of these insurance companies set their plans up for the following year.
Yep.
You get into them by November 15. So I don't think he's ever going to get it done. But I had another question to ask you. Are you familiar with the John Adams Project?
No. What is the John Adams Project?
I understand that these are far-left wingers who are hanging around the CIA, taking pictures of CIA personnel, and then going down to Gitmo and showing these pictures to Gitmo detainees.
Wow, you're kidding me. As much as I have some pretty good context, I have not heard that. Did you hear that on some website or some broadcast or something?
It was on Fox News. I don't recall what program it was.
No, oh, wow.
Have they completely lost their minds?
Yeah, that's outrageous. As you know, that's like one of my passion things. We constantly have Jeff Atticott, and we've had other people on from D.C. and people that are helping the FBI and people that are working with the CIA. And I cannot believe I don't know how I missed that one. I don't know how I missed that report if it was on Fox. But, wow, I'll find out more about that. I hate to say I'm not stunned by that, but based on some of the things that I've heard from Jed Babin and others who have gone to Gitmo, like Frank Gaffney. But to me, that's completely outrageous and unacceptable. Why would you throw a fellow American under the bus? Why would you out them that way? For what ultimately is the purpose? To have their lives destroyed, to have them as more of a target on their back? I mean, you got to be kidding me. I already think it's unbelievable what we've done to the CIA and how, let's face it, we've destroyed the whole interrogation. Thanks, Dale, the whole interrogation mechanism anyway, because what happens now, especially now, if somebody is going to go in and try to get information, what do you think they're going to do? You read the Army manual. That's now ultimately what supposedly the game plan is. And as much as you might find one or two people in the CIA that will say, well, you know, those methods don't work, those enhanced interrogation methods don't work, but then you read stuff that, well, no, that's how they got the information out of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So apparently it worked enough that he coughed up vital information, the same man who helped mastermind 9/11, who watched all of our American blood spill in the streets of 3,000 people between Shanksville and New York and the Pentagon. You know, people forget that, and people forget what it was like after 9/11, but that's not even an excuse, because legally, I mean, forget that. Legally, to the letter, according to many of the people that we've had on, they followed, they being the interrogators or people involved at all with the detainees, the letter that they were given to the law, the instruction. So I think it's unbelievable that you have the president saying, we're not going to go backwards, everybody's fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have to, the CIA is very important and vital to us. And then ultimately, the attorney general approves, appoints a special prosecutor. And to me, you just cannot do enough to preserve whatever you can and what's left of the CIA, because that's another place. You know, I'm talking about doctors. Top doctors will bail if some of what's been discussed is actually becomes a reality. It's like the CIA. They're bailing like no one's business if they can. If they are not at the end of the line where they're waiting on some pension or something, or they have a big family and they need the benefits and there's nothing that they can find, that they can jump into, that will provide what they're being provided for, you know, by the CIA. But there is a lot of unhappy people there, really, really unhappy people. Shaky ground, to say the least, for the CIA. Thanks for that piece of information, Dale. We'll certainly check on that. Outrageous. All right, I mentioned the Beatles. I'm afraid if I don't jump to it quickly, I'll forget to give you the nitty-gritty on that. What's happening is they've got the Beatles rock band video game franchise. They've got these digitally remastered box set of the Beatles 13 albums that's coming out. They think that the video game and the CD sales are going to be huge because with the remastered, it's the first re-release of the Beatles catalog since 87. So I guess, you know, think about that. There's probably some things in there that you wouldn't normally have. So you look at CD sales, it might be the last time you see something big like that, especially in the United States. I was reading this statistic the other day. CD sales in the U.S. have dropped 19%. And why is that? Because people download, kids especially, download their music onto an iPod or onto their computer or whatever. And so CDs are outdated for so many people. They don't use CDs. And these remastered CDs are, would be, you know, pretty big. I wonder what they cost. Do you have any idea what they cost, Donovan? Can you imagine? It's got to be pretty chunky if they're re-releasing this. I don't know how much is available, but I guess like 45 songs are going to be on there. Abbey Road stuff and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, all that stuff.
I have no idea what the price point of that would be. I would expect somewhere around like $75 or so, but it's been so long since I set foot into a CD store in the first place.
I know, I was thinking that same thing. Same thing for me. I can't even remember, because can anyone out there remember the last CD they even bought? I can't remember. I really can't. I can't remember. It's been years. So I'm just like everyone else. I get my music online. I can't remember. I mean, I have CDs, but it's been a long time since I've actually bought one. So I'm thinking this video game, you know how video games are, they fly off the shelves. They're ultimately saying probably 5 million will sell by the end of the year, but I don't know what the actual cost of just the remix CDs are, but if you like the Beatles, I'd have to think it might be worth it. It can't be too outrageous. I don't know, maybe 75 or so. I'll find out what that is. So relevant after decades, the Beatles, are they? They're rocking on 999, obviously. And everything comes out at once. The game, the Guitar Hero, Rock Band, all that sort of stuff. Wow. You gotta think that probably parents would be able to relate to their kids if the kids would even be interested in the Beatles. Here's a line from one of their songs. In fact, it is one of their songs. Hey Jude. Take a load off, America. Ooh, we are gearing up for a big fight. I can feel it in the air.
Well, what do you know? I've got an admirer.